Good morning. It is a Monday morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Item number one, it's summer. People go on vacation. And sometimes you got to make sure that the place is going to still be there, i.e. Fire Island.
Oh, yeah. You know, I grew up on Fire Island in the summers. It's a very important barrier beach for Long Island. I mean, you know, if there's no Fire Island, then the ocean goes to Long Island next. So there is a real rationale for keeping these barrier islands solid. One way you do that is you create new dunes. I remember that one of the worst things you could do as a child was to run on a dune because they were seen as being so important. And beach grass was always being put onto those dunes and the rest. The problem is that one of the communities lies, in terms of its trajectory, in a place that is so sensitive that they've got to put dunes where houses exist on the beach right now, which means they have to take those houses by eminent domain, and that's raising a certain amount of hell. But I think in the end, no question that the greater good is going to be that they either move those houses or they're gone and they pay for them. And, you know, if you own a house, you want the best price and you want the best way to handle it. And you want the best reward for what you had. And, of course, you don't want to see the house you've loved for so long ago. But when I grew up, the first house that we owned on Fire Island was, I think, at least two houses less from the ocean than it ended up being. In other words, it was closer to the ocean because houses had gone in the ocean.
Well, he's at it again, Alan. Donald Trump not backing down from comments that have inflamed the Republican presidential race at an Iowa GOP forum on Saturday. Trump dismissed Arizona Senator John McCain's reputation as a war hero, saying McCain was merely captured in Vietnam and, quote, I like people who weren't captured.
Well, I think this is really stupid of Donald Trump. McCain is a war hero. He survived. He was offered earlier release. His father had been an admiral. He didn't do it because of his fellow prisoners. That made him a hero as far as I was concerned. He's not always right about things. But this Trump thing is clear that his new philosophy and his only philosophy is never, ever apologize for anything. Because once you get into the apology syndrome, you're cooked. And it's very hard to get out. So he just doesn't apologize. He says, I won't do it.
To Governor Andrew Cuomo, Allen, speaking on Friday at Breezy Point, Queens, said about his relationship to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, it's, quote, not really a personal lovey-dovey relationship. It's professional.
Well, in the beginning, they said it was a personal relationship and that it was very close. And now it's taken a step back to being professional. I don't know what professional means. It means one says no, the other says yes. They don't like each other. And, you know, this is sort of Andrewistic. But de Blasio has a lot more problems, David, than what he has to deal with Cuomo. This week, there was a spate of murders in New York City. And if there is one thing, and I've said it all along, that de Blasio rises or falls on, it's whether or not he can make the city safer. In fact, he just gave a speech in which he said that the crime rate was going down. And then you have a spate of five or six murders in one weekend, and people become alarmed. They want to be protected.
Speaking of protected in summer, did you see this, Alan? A surfing competition in South Africa was canceled after a surfer, a three-time world champion, fought off a shark attack on live TV.
You know, I had this guy who I worked with at Channel 6 years ago, and everybody has a play on the word, you know, on the name Shartok. But he used to yell, shark attack, shark attack. So I've always, you know, thought about this shark attack thing. On Fire Island, which we were talking about before, when they saw a fin in the water, they put that red flag up so fast and everybody was called out of that water. Now, in this case, it ended well. The contestant got away from the shark, but there's something about those sharks in North Carolina that are out there. They're reminiscent of certain professions who I'm not going to tweak because I just get, you know, mail. I don't want it. You know, I have nothing against lawyers. So sharks are, I don't know. If I'm anybody else, I stay out of the water.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly.